Okay, this is going to be a churchy church Bible podcast, but I'm not preachy. So you've been warned about the topic, but I've hopefully, I'll set you a little bit at ease. I'm not a preachy person. I don't try to convert people. I'm not a proselytizer. I don't go around trying to get people into my group. That's religion's always trying to recruit people, get numbers so you can get kudos or money, or you can be one of the 144,000 in heaven or whatever the heck is, you know. I'm not into that. This is one of the problems with religion. In fact, that's kind of my whole point today. With everybody being locked up at home, that's the payload of the podcast in the first minute. Everybody being locked up at home, all the churchy Christians realized that they don't need church. Now, some of them are going to feel sad with the type of withdrawal, but you know, I had a buddy several years ago. He said that he went to college. He went to church every day of his life growing up, went off to college, couldn't find a church, spent 10 weeks not going to church, read the Bible on his own, and he never loved Jesus more. He was never happier, healthier, having all of the virtues that they say, you know, you got to go to church, and then as a Christian, you'll have these Christian virtues, these good things. You'll be honest, you'll want to do the right thing, you'll be calm, you'll be patient, you know. You'll be generally happy, you know, the selling points for Christianity. They say you got to go to church and then you'll get these things. Well, he didn't go to church and he got those things much more. And so what happens is when you first don't go to church, there's this withdrawal thing that happens. Well, all these Americans not going to church, they probably went through some detox, but they've all learned that life goes on. And maybe they're happier without church. And that is coming. I'm telling you, that is coming. Now, like I said yesterday, everyone, you know, yesterday I said, you know, everyone was all about China's taking over. We've all got to do China, 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 China. It's all about China. We've got to do trade. We can't stop it. It's not stoppable. It's stopping. Hello. It not only can it stop, it needed to stop. And now they're saying they're even talking in Canada. They're not just talking about bringing manufacturing back home to the country. They're talking about bringing manufacturing to each individual province. For those of you in the Rapids, Canada doesn't have states. They have provinces. A state is actually a sovereign government. That's the idea. But by calling it United States, it's like calling it United Countries. You know, like Kansas is like the country of Kansas. Like that's kind of calling it a state, you know, 250 years ago, we started our country, calling them a state sounded like calling it a country. It was kind of weird. And so, you know, that we don't have provinces. We have highest level sovereign governments. The federal government is not as legitimate as the state government. That's what the word state means. The funny thing is, that it's usually the states that defend people's rights. Now we've got the states, some states, stepping on people's rights, and then it's the federal government coming in and defending them. It's just really whack, weird. It's like watching Game of Thrones or something. It's like, wait a minute, that happened? Well, life happens. Life is weird. It doesn't happen life doesn't happen according to the scripts that we are told it happens by in education or in the mainstream news media. Mainstream, I include CNN and Fox. No, not CNBC. Nobody watches that. They've got some fun characters on there, but okay, maybe it's barely mainstream. Okay, Christians. But while Christians are learning that they don't need this church thing, this is going to have rippling effects. A lot of people will become better people. A lot of people will become Christians that weren't before because it was only church that they didn't want anything to do with. Churches are going to start to get mad and they're going to say that fewer people are Christians, while actually the number of Christians just not going to church, but still Christians are going up. And so there could be fighting between Christians. All right. Now, I mentioned at the close of yesterday that I was going to get into animals today. So follow, you know, people are curious, what's going on? What do you think of all the things going on? I want you to follow. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 6. Now, I don't have to open up the Bible in front of me because Revelation is one of my favorite books to read. And I translated it. I have a translation of the book of Revelation. I know what it says off the top of my head. But you might want to look at Revelation chapter 6. Now, this is where the Lamb, who's Jesus, I'm not trying to preach. I'm just telling you what the book says, okay? If you're an anti-Christian, then that's fine. But, you know, you put on the reporter hat and learn what people have to say. I read the Quran. It's why I don't like it, because I read it. And I get this thing. I can't possibly listen to that thing that I disagree with but don't know why. I want to not know why I disagree. No, listen to it to find out why you disagree with it. We don't need to mute lies. We need to refute them. So let someone tell their lie once. Let them tell it. Don't let them filibuster and take over everything. Let them tell their lie. Give your answer once. If they want to keep telling it on their own, fine. If you disagree with what I'm saying, then you should want to listen. Because that's what sensible people do. I do that. I try, in an effort to try to be sensible anyway. I hope that you can listen too. And if you agree with what I'm saying anyway, maybe you can say that to someone else. Just listen, don't be pushy, but people can listen. In Revelation chapter 6, off the top of my head, the Lamb opens up the first seal and a white rider goes out with a bow. He has no arrows, just an empty bow. It doesn't say that it's empty. It just doesn't say he has arrows either. All he's got in his hand is a bow, not a sword. The other riders have swords. Swords can kill. This rider has only a bow. Where are the arrows? Not bow and arrow, just a bow. Bloodless victories. Bloodless. Revelation 6, the first seal. The rider goes out and it's bloodless victories. And hasn't Trump been doing that? No. I'm going to get to something with this. Hasn't Trump been doing a lot of bloodless victories? A lot of victories without any war? Haven't you noticed that? No. I'm not saying that Trump is the white rider. But isn't it interesting? Look what's happened with North Korea. Look what's happened to the trade agreement with China. There's been a lot of moving around and jacking around. Look at the new Canada, United States, Mexico agreement thing. There was no war for that. There's a lot of shuffling around without, you know, in agreements and victories without any wars. Okay, well, the next one is where the next seal is where men start to kill each other. And then the seal after that is where products and food and resources go into demand. You know, normal food becomes super expensive. And then the fourth seal is where there's war and there's famine and there's disease and there's animals eating, killing people. And then, of course, the fifth one is the martyrs. Okay. What we're seeing, there are people killing each other, murdering, increasing, rioting and stuff. Stuff like that. We're also seeing animals, since nobody's out on the streets, animals are coming into town. Wild, maybe dangerous animals. I want to point out with this, the way I think that we're seeing a small fulfillment of Revelation 6. You got to know this. Bible prophecy is fulfilled multiple times in multiple layers. And then eventually it reaches a full one. Jesus was the Messiah. There were Messiah types in the Old Testament. Jesus was the ultimate. And the ultimate final will be when he comes back through a wormhole in the sky and lands on the Mount of Olives in Israel. Himself, with 144,000 following him dressed in white, maybe a whole lot more. Okay. There's no question about that. He's not going to rise up and be some leader who's the Messiah. It'll be a wormhole. He'll come down to this location with this many people. It's very clear and succinct. If the one world Messiah didn't come through a wormhole with 144,000 people landing in Jerusalem, it's not Jesus. I don't care how glamorous it is. That's the Antichrist. Prophecy has multiple fulfillment layers. And I don't think this is the end. But I think that this, what's happening in the world, is a smaller fulfillment of Revelation 6, which I just kind of went through. Hope that makes some sense. I just want to say this, though. While a lot of Christians are figuring out that they don't need church, A lot of people are figuring out that Christians don't need church, even if they're anti-Christians or non-Christians or wherever they are. Some of us were already there. All we have to do is look at people's lives and the results and stuff, and then we know what's good and stuff. See you tomorrow.